Afraid to like say anything. Sorry, I didn't want to take that away from
you.
But like,
guys,
we'll be
do you guys introduce us, or do we start by just
playing? We're on. Sorry. Hey. Hi guys, this is Sunny Days. Woo! Welcome. We had a lovely, scary, fun tech switch. How are we doing today?
We're good.
Yeah, can't complain.
We're really excited.
Welcome. Congratulations. You guys are playing Spring Fling next weekend. That's a big freaking deal.
Thanks.
That's so awesome.
We're really hyped about it.
Well, you guys deserve it, especially because I heard last year you guys were very close. So I was hoping that it would be this would be the year.
Thank you so much. We're really hyped about it. It'll be fun. Some of us don't have headphones, so I'll try.
Yeah, to translate. You're gonna have to just guess. Yeah. So just to explain to our listeners what we have going on, since there's always behind the scenes tech stuff. We've got 6 pairs of headphones and 8 musicians today. 5 pairs of headphones, actually. So we're working with what we've got. Donate to WMFO so we can buy more headphones.
Yeah.
But I don't want to talk too long. I want you guys to get to play your music. So I'm going to go ahead and have you guys get into your first song. Are you ready?
Ish, yeah.
30 seconds away.
Some headphone.
Okay, we're still working on the headphones. What? We can send Kim in for some support. What's going on?
I think Adam can't hear.
Adam cannot hear. Okay. Kim's coming to the rescue.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, we're missing our homies Constantine and Daniel today. So Kim's bossing out, making
Amazing.
Sure everything happens with the tech. Shout out
Thank
to
you.
Ms. Kim. So let's just chat a bit then. You guys are playing Spring Fling. Have you planned out your set? Are you excited? Tell me what's going on. How have you been?
We have planned out our set. We're super excited about it. It's definitely going to be a lot of upbeat bangers.
Fun.
Things that people know. We're really excited to get like everyone moving and like hyped.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. I mean, obviously none of us have done this before, so. For Spring Fling, so we're like,
I'm sure you're going to kill it.
We're really excited to finally fit on a stage. This will be our
first
time
ever You guys have been playing some Berin shows lately-ish.
Yeah, we had
Did you lose your headphones?
We had a couple last semester in October and in November. We played the 10 p.m. slot, which was just so much fun. But that was a lot of work. That was a 30 song set for 3 hours.
Wow, okay.
So we really had to work to get that one together.
Damn, and I feel like there's like... At least for me, I've been like a lot less on like the music making side and a lot more on the coordinating side of things, and have spent a lot of time just talking to artists, trying to sell out shows and get their things planned out. Was that a challenging process? What did that feel like? Because I know it can be kind of like, all right, I got to sell all these tickets to get people to come to the Berin, and that can be a push, you know?
Yeah, 7 p.m. is always a big push.
Yeah.
We had to start pretty early for advertising that. Luckily, it was our second time doing it, so it wasn't our first rodeo there, but... we were pleasantly surprised when it came to the 10 p.m. show because we didn't have to do any outreach at all. We just knew people would show up and it would be a great time.
Oh,
so.
That's a luxury.
Yeah, right.
We just go show up and have fun. Well, I'm super excited to have you guys here today, especially the weekend before Spring Fling. I'm so sorry, just to say, for the headphones. We're working on it. It's always a thing. We're almost there.
We're getting closer.
Everyone's
almost
looking
there.
At me like, what do I do? And I'm like, I don't know.
We promise it'll be worth it.
We're just going to keep talking. Everyone loves to hear me say random things, right? This weekend, I have so much work to do, and so does everybody else. And I'm so excited to have a day of music right now.
I cannot hear.
People are not able to hear things, and that's a bummer, but we're going to make it work. And yeah, Sunny Days has some really fun songs that they're going to be playing today too, and I'm really excited about that.
Originals for you today.
Yeah. Oh, you have originals! Yay! Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that. That's so exciting. Okay, I'll have lots of questions for you.
Oh, please!
But I'm gonna save them, and I'm gonna ask you guys to play maybe even three, but like 2 to 3 back-to-back songs here at the beginning.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you? We can take a break.
We got that.
But I feel like it could be nice to just get into the jam and we can chat a little later on.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Are we feeling ready?
I think so.
Okay, at last. Let's do it.
You might recognize this first one.
Thank you.
that was so fun. Having sung that song myself, the words are freaking hard to remember. And then you get
There's
all jumbled
a lot going
up.
On.
No, I'm watching you. I'm like, you got these lyrics, man. You can do this.
Thank you.
That sounded so awesome. The groove was great. Love to see you guys all working together with each other.
It's really fun. I feel like we all get into it, and it just makes for so much fun jamming.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the song has like such an awesome build. I feel like
yes.
you get it, and you're like, oh yeah, let's keep getting into this.
And there's so much room for solos.
Uh huh.
Like shout out to Justin, Jake. Adam for taking solos on that.
Yeah, awesome.
Josh.
Mm.
So yeah, should we go into our next song here?
Okay, yeah, we're good to go.
Good.
Five,
four, one, two,
have a lot of bad days. My stomach got to hurting in the worst way. Singing the blues all on my own in a dark room. Nobody there all on my own in a dark room. Nowadays we got a lot of good news. You finally kicked the cigarettes. I ain't been singing the blues nearly as much since I've been living with you. Love me too much. And I say, kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Make you better for it, kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Mm-hmm. Kick it to me, I can make it better for it, kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Oh, 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 kick it to me, I can make it better for it, make it better, cause it's all better. Think that it would turn out. You started off too quick, you're gonna burn out. Turning, you send her home when the night comes. Let her go, send her home when the night comes. Nowadays we're headed to the same place. Nowadays we're working at the same base. I'm still here, still bright when the night comes. Still burning, still bright when the night comes. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Kick it to me, I can make it better for you. Better for you, kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you, kick it to me, I can make you better for it. Oh, oh, kick it to me, I can make it better for you, make it better, cause it's all better. I didn't feel it on the first day, but now I got it in the worst way. Yeah, don't it feel alright? I get it better and it gets better every day. I didn't think it was a good look. I get it better and it gets better every day. I didn't think it was a good look.
No.
You get too worried how it could look. Yeah, hey, don't it feel okay? I get it better and it gets better every day. I didn't feel it on the first day. Now I got it in the worst way. Don't it feel alright? It's got me feeling better every single day.
Oh,
groove we've got going. I loved that.
That one was Kick It To Me by Sammy Ray and the Friends. Yeah.
That was so good. I loved the sax. Yeah. Both of them together.
Two sax
that was Jake Alum and Justin Kamal on the two saxophones.
You guys are making this really easy for me. Like, I was not set up before this, but I figured it out, and you guys really... I don't really have to do much. You guys sound amazing.
Kim's killing it. Thank you, guys.
Kim's killing it. Nice. You guys are killing it.
Thank you, Kim, for all the troubleshooting.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Kim is
killing it. It's been an interesting day.
<That's>
but here
so
we are.
Real, you know?
We're having fun. So you mentioned you wrote some original songs.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
This is literally perfect segue because we were going to play an original next.
Good. Because so that's what I was hoping. I was like, tell me. I want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, the one we're going to play is called Snow Day.
Lovely.
And one thing that's really special about, like, the way we do originals, it's, like, very collaborative, I think, compared to, like, maybe other groups. A lot of, like, literally the entire process is very collaborative. This one, shout out Griffin for the lyrics. But we, like, we come up with chord progressions.
Drummer lyricist combo.
Yeah, this is actually very unique.
Some of the most poetic lines you've ever heard
from
and
the
they
drummer.
Were so good that love we that. Actually we had to shorten a lot of them because they were just so like we were like brought to tears by some of these lines. They were
I love that.
Yeah. We were like, okay, Griffin, but yeah, this one is about like it's pretty deep. It's about like grieving the loss of like your childhood, like. Growing up
Real.
And like things being
that
different
is,
and like
that is what post adolescence glow is about. That's what the name
so, like,
is for.
Maybe perfect like song then to sing here. But yeah, like kind
of
just.
But there is a little bit of a character development where we get back to it at the
end.
You
like
know?
Embrace the new spot that you're at in life towards the end of the song. So you kind of
I feel like that's just college in a nutshell.
Yes, it is. It's college is like so much about figuring yourself out and like learning things and going through things and
totally.
Yeah, so in a lot of ways, I think this song encompasses that.
I love that. Well, I'm really excited to hear it and congratulations. It takes a lot to coordinate 8 people that are full-time students.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot to also make that feel like a space that is safe for people to really be honest and share how they're feeling. And I love to hear that. It's very obvious watching your group play that there's some amazing chemistry between you guys. And just the friendships you guys have built probably with this group, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, we're talking about how close we are and how much we're relaying the message to Josh.
Okay, so 2 of you are brothers, which I did not
we
know.
We are indeed. Josh, get over here to the mic. They're talking about
Jake.
Us being brothers.
It's like if you don't fall down and trip on him.
Yeah, he'll make it over eventually.
Wire on the way there.
His guitar.
Yeah, can you hear it?
Hello. Oh,
yeah. Oh, these are the brothers.
We made it.
Yeah, Jake and Josh.
So who's the baby?
Josh is the baby.
Okay.
Josh is the baby.
The taller one.
That's so funny. I love that.
I don't like it one bit, but.
you got seniority, dude.
Yeah, I do. I can hold that over him at least.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I love to see you guys all work together. And damn, me and my brother would kill each other if we had to write music.
Oh, same. I could not do that. I tell them, I'm like, it's crazy that you guys spend this much time together voluntarily.
Josh and I have been playing music together since we were probably 6 and 8 years old.
That's so special.
There's a YouTube video out there somewhere of 2nd grade me and 4th grade him playing Back in Black.
By AC/DC.
That's
so cute. Me screaming it like Brian Johnson in 4th grade. It was quite the feat. But
that's character building right there.
Yeah, you go back. Oh, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear your original, and I'm going to let you guys go ahead and get organized and get into it.
All right.
Josh has told me he's going to play that at my wedding.
Nice.
Days are all the same. A creeping frost went round my window frame. My fears and eyes reflect back inside, striking beauty through my jaded jail cell. Boil blood in the uncomfortable warmth. The gradual change has left me deformed. My fingers long for that familiar now, but my gloves just don't fit me anymore. Slates to shovels, my daily troubles. What happened to a childhood joys? Sugar to salt, a lifelong assault. Where did all our time go? Around me as the cold sets in, but the stale air could never compare to the majesty of a crisp snow day. Slates to shovels, my daily troubles. What happened to a childhood?
Wow, I'm so impressed. That was amazing. You guys, how long did it take you to write that song?
That's a good question. How long did it take us to write that song?
So I think Justin and I wrote the initial progression and the horn lick, probably in December, I think late December. And it really came together probably mid-March, I'd say. So yeah. A good four-month process.
That's still decently expedited, though, I feel like, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just a lot of different components to a piece like that. And, man, I was like, you guys are channeling the Lake Street Dive sound so well.
Dude,
with like,
thank you.
That's
the
highest
compliment. That's a big
compliment
to us.
No, it's like the super strong female lead vocals with, like, supported by the jazzy sounds. Really, it's really awesome. And definitely, like, you can write an original, but like writing a good original that has like character to it and is interesting, like, that takes time, and it takes knowing your group really well for that to be a collaborative process too. So it's really awesome to see, and especially given that, like, I mean, we have lots of artists who come in here and play beautiful music, and it's what they're studying and it's what they're devoting their lives to, and that's amazing. But being able to compartmentalize a project like this outside of your coursework is really remarkable. I mean, speaking from someone who's getting reamed right now with work.
Yeah, I think we can all relate to that a lot.
Totally.
So yeah, congratulations. It's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you so
much. Yeah. So what am I gonna? I'm thinking we should have you guys play two songs back to back.
Yeah.
And then we could chat a little more. But I want to make sure you have enough time to keep on playing.
Yeah, totally.
Loving hearing from you.
Oh, awesome. Well, it's nice to chat in between, too.
Yeah, give you a little break.
Yeah, this one's definitely bringing up the energy quite a bit from that. This original. This is a cover, but we did this at a Burn show, and it was kind of a blast. So we were like,
oh, good.
Bring it back.
And we think we made it in our style a little bit, too. We had some fun with it.
Covers are definitely, like, I mean, they're important because I think it shows how a band can take someone else's piece and make it original in their own way.
That is one of my favorite things to do is, like, I guess we do this with the whole band, too, but, like, you just vocally, like, try to, like, make something,
different.
Your own. And different in, like, sunny days-ify something is, like,
absolutely.
Really fun. So, yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, with that, I'll let you guys get started.
Cool.
It's Babbage o'clock, it's 3:30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty.
Okay.
Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're feeling. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now?
Walking in my Balenciaga, he's trying to bring out the fat.
Hey, Justin.
Cause I don't give a fuck way too much. I'ma need like two shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. Oh, that's how I feel right now.
About that.
was so fun. I could see how you guys would have fun at the Burn with that song.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, yeah, that was on the Burn set list.
And just for the people that can't see what's happening, I just want everyone to know that Justin was on his knees for the mic.
Important
for that
detail.
Rap. Like, because he's playing sax, and then the sax, like, the microphone's pointing downwards towards his sax, so Van's got to get on the floor.
Crazy.
For that. Just to clarify. So my next question is, I'm curious, like, how do you guys go about picking your songs? Because there's a lot of you and a lot of opinions, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like we'll sit down and do like a song selection kind of moment where we'll all talk about like songs that we feel passionate about bringing into the group. And like, obviously, yes, that differs sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. we're like, oh, I want to do this. And we're like, what? But then a lot of times, honestly, like, I feel like we end up trusting each other's vision, especially if there's like particular songs that we're really excited about. And it ends up becoming something super cool. Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would add is we try to tailor it to each show that we do.
Yes. Yeah.
So when we're picking songs for the Burren, it's a lot more kind of hits from the last decade or so.
Yeah.
Or like classics from the 70s, 80s that people are going to be able to dance to.
Mm-hmm.
Versus when we're more so picking songs for ourselves, for our favorite kind of style to play. It's more in this kind of funky, jazzy realm.
Definitely.
Which will include the next song that you're going to hear, New Guru by Wolfbeck.
Awesome. And yeah, I mean, like, I love to hear people trying to bring in the jazz, too, because I think it gives a lot of character to stuff that could just be indie pop, you know? So I love to see you guys doing that. I'm excited to hear more from y'all. And I'm going to go ahead and have you guys keep playing music, because it's 1:50, so we do need to finish up. But just probably a couple more songs.
Yeah, we got two more, I think.
Two more. Perfect. Yeah. Great timing.
Hello, hello. This is Justin on the mic. I'm going to be singing this fun song for you. We're getting a little funky with it now, if we weren't already. So enjoy. This is by one of our favorite bands, Wolfpack, and this is New Guru. Cliches. I gotta say go, go,
go, go, go
to this brand new way. It might surprise you, you've been lied to. You've got to find you a new guru. Find you a new guru. Your love was a dream before you saw that evil could live above the law. When hope is a fugitive that's on the run, I gotta say no, no,
no, no
to those old cliches. I gotta say go, go,
go, go
to this brand new way. It might surprise you, you've been lied to. You got to find you a new, find you another, find you a new. When there's wrinkles in your sleeves, you take off your shirt and you clean it.
Yeah, you do.
When there's dishes piled high in the sink, you get out that sponge and you start cleaning. All these menial tasks distract from the fact there's a hole in your soul like a wall's got a crack. So you put off the repairs and pretend they're not there. You look for a source to address the mess cause you're scared. So you look for a source to carry the weight, to lighten the load of a soul gone astray, to wake you up and get you through the day, cut through the brush, show you the way. You got to find you a new, find you another, find you a new guru. Find you a new, find
Matt Gomez on the bass.
Damn. Justin, what the heck, dude? You're so humble. Well, you could sing like a madman. That's crazy.
Yeah, this kid's nuts. No one, he's not even talking about it, but this kid's crazy.
You sound like you've been like studying musical theater singing for like years because you have this diction and clarity.
Theater,
does he do musical theater? Or is that crazy?
Justin, do you still do any theater?
Not on campus.
But is that your background?
Your background's in some theater, right?
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I was guessing, because I feel like I can kind of tell in a good way. Like, there's so much clarity in your voice. It's awesome. Wow, that was so fun. I loved how you guys were all in it, too. Just also the way you're able to kind of, like, shift to different vocalists is, like, not many bands can do that.
It's super fun. I always tell Justin, I'm like, I want to sing more duets with you.
Holy
so
crap.
Fun.
Yeah, we definitely.
I would want to, too. You both gotta.
Yeah, we need to do that.
It makes writing songs really nice, though, because we actually work off each other to get a lot of those melodies going.
Like, melody writing so helpful, because we're like, ooh, like, what about this? And it's like,
it's really nice.
Like,
Snow Day, a lot of what we did was we just sat down, and it was like, it was me, Griffin, the drummer, Clara, and Justin, and we would just keep looping the chords and the drums over and over and over again.
Keep
and they
working.
Would just keep
playing.
Trying different things with the verses and the chorus until it worked.
I love that. Well, I'm trying to be cognizant of the time.
Yeah.
We got only a few minutes here, and I would love to hear one more song from you. It's been such a treat having you guys today.
Oh, thank you.
Seems it's very fitting to me that you're playing Spring Fling. You guys are really impressive and awesome. So,
thanks, Amelia, you're the best. We are gonna end with an original.
Woo!
And this one is an upbeat one. It's super fun. This is the first original that we ever wrote together, so it will forever have sentimental value.
I love that.
It's called Ambiguity.
I love it. All right, let's get into it.
When we met, I never knew what this could be. Sharing photos of our proms, singing duets for our moms, late nights with you make sleep mean less to me. Usually not one to fall, but you pop in my mind when I'm staring at a wall. Why do I care about what you think? Left myself a choice.